This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
We will be renting, at a reduced cost, our friend's house in Texas for the month of February. This is their winter home, and normally they do not rent it out. I've been thinking of asking my brother and his wife to join us for a week. I feel embarrassed to ask my friend, as she is doing us a favor by renting us her home. At the same time, I think my sister-in-law would benefit from escaping the Canadian cold. What do you think? Is it proper to ask my friend? Your help would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. I think you're wise to be approaching this with a little bit of caution. It's definitely true that when someone does you a favor, you want to be careful not to take advantage of that, or even to give the impression that you're taking advantage of that. Having said that, I also think that if you're actually renting the house, it's probably appropriate for you to have some guests. That's a reasonable expectation when you are renting a place. And as long as you're not really exceeding its capacity, as long as you're not going to be trying to pack so many people in that it's likely to break a septic system or something like that, that it's not an unreasonable ask, but you might want to approach it as a soft ask. You definitely want to make the request or let someone know, even if it's not necessarily a request. You want to keep them in the loop, let them know how you plan to be spending your time, just in terms of the number of people that you're going to have there. You don't need to report to them, but you just don't want them to be surprised later on if they think that you're the only people staying there.
I think that's a really thoughtful way to approach it. I would kind of go the other way, though. I would say that this is your rental, and you're paying for it. If you were house-sitting for her, I might consider asking. But I think it's unreasonable for her to think that an entire month's rental would result in you being in that house completely alone. But I like Dan's room for the potential that this is the way the friend would prefer you behave in the house. So by asking, you then know which side your friend falls down on. Whereas in my version, if you don't ask, you don't get in trouble, but that's not necessarily true. So I think it's like the ask is a good thing to ask, but I also think you'd actually probably be in good territory, since you are renting the house for a whole month, to invite your sister-in-law down for a week. And you could include that in your plans. Oh, we're so happy to be renting it for the month of February. My sister-in-law and my brother are going to come down for one of the weeks to escape the Canadian cold. It's going to be so nice to just get away for an entire month. I think Dan's right, though. There are certain circumstances where you would ask. If I was hired to be house-sitting, I would ask if I could have guests over.
Our master of sample scripts has given us the good language. No, that territory that's not the ask or the report. But
right.
You're keeping someone in the loop. You're keeping them informed. And I really appreciated knowing that the rental is coming at a reduced rate. So there is this favor
there
involved
is some
here
favor
as well.
In there.
If you were renting a hotel room, it would have a defined limited capacity.
Right.
You would know that it's meant to be this number of people.
Right.
And if someone's not used to renting their home out, they don't have those rules drawn up, and they might have that expectation in their mind, reasonable or not.
Yeah.
And Rosie, you probably know your friend the best and have some idea of the most appropriate way to approach this with her. And I think that you're even thinking about it ahead of time indicates to me that you're going to make a really good choice about how you present that.
Yeah, I mean, she might be someone that you know isn't that comfortable with people she doesn't know in her home, or she might be just that person who needs to be informed. I have a lot of friends who are like that, where they just want to know what's going on. They're usually okay with everything, but they feel I'm that person. I don't really care what happens. As long as I know about it, I feel better. If I find out later, then I feel weird.
Rosie, we really hope this helps, and we hope that you have an amazing stay this winter. And this is the beginning of a long relationship where this house is an option for you.
Exactly. You always want to behave in a way that gets you invited back.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute.